I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate. I'm the sort of guy who's always wanted a world that was paved over, and the only place where you could see bugs was in an insect collection. Especially when it comes to mosquitoes.
Oh, well, unfortunately, we're rapidly coming to a point where our world could be just that. I noticed in the paper that the annual winter honeybee survey indicates that we lost, as a country, 25% of our honeybee population.
Just in this last year?
Just this last winter.
Oh, wow.
And I noticed this spring a lot more dead bumblebees in my yard, which I've never noticed before. I found several on the sidewalk or in the lawn, and I don't know why. But this brings to mind the fact that a lot of nurseries are using neonics. These are neonicotinoids, pesticides that affect insect nervous systems, and they are taken up by the plants themselves. And so nursery growers can inject plants with this material, and the plants are bug-free. You don't have to spray. This is just totally unrealistic for all kinds of reasons, but people don't even know they're buying these plants and spreading this pesticide. And when bees come to visit and other innocuous or, more importantly, beneficial insects arrive, they die. This is compounded with the fact that it's that time of year again where it's warm. People want to go outside, enjoy their yards, and they start thinking about mosquitoes. And we see those darn signs popping up again for mosquito control companies. I just don't understand why people engage in this kind of behavior. I truly don't. These are insecticides that are sprayed indiscriminately in your yard, and they kill everything. Not just mosquitoes, not just ticks. They kill everything. All insects. If you think you enjoy butterflies and bees and the occasional other insects, you're not going to have them if you or your neighbors are using these sprays. It just makes no sense to me. It's like using a shotgun to control a flea problem. It's so much more practical to put on clothes, wear mosquito repellent, drain all the standing water in your yard to make sure there are no breeding sites nearby where mosquitoes can take hold. That's the most effective way to control mosquitoes, not blanket spraying of insecticides.
What do you do if you really don't like the insect repellents that you have spray on your clothes and your skin?
You know, I'm one of those people. I don't particularly like DEET, which is in a very effective way to repel mosquitoes. It's the most effective way. But there are other things you can do. Wear light-colored long-sleeve shirts and pants. Avoid going out at peak mosquito times, such as dawn and dusk. Those are the simplest things you can do, and you'll save yourself a lot of grief right then and there. And to me, those simple measures make much more sense than the indiscriminate use of pesticides. Bees, especially, are suffering, and we're just adding to that by the use of these insecticides. Someone pointed out to me a few years ago, they saw a smaller sign someone had put up next to one of these signs, and it said, "No mosquitoes, no bees, no flowers, no food." Right on.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of Beetles of Eastern North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's Facebook page at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.